しもしもーしもしも
ー、おはやーるWhat?
What did you say?
おはやーる
おはやーる
おはやーる Like, おはやーる with an owl at the end.
おはやーる
How are people gonna chat?
Yeah, I have a waiting room. I'll put the link.
Okay.
An empty waiting room that they can chat on. 待って。Hi everybody! Can I take a second? I probably should have planned that before.
This is your drink, right?
Yeah, that's
okay,
my,
okay.
That's my straw.
Oh no, we're gonna end up drinking from the same drink.
Oh my god, indirect kissing! Where is it? Where is it? Oh, here you go.
This is a really thick. I don't think we should drink through the straw.
I was thinking that, but it also kind of slows it down, you know? Mm. So like you don't drink as fast.
This is really thick.
Thick. How many C's, Aki? How many C's?
At least 10. I might choke on it. Do you know the Heimlich maneuver?
Yeah, okay, yeah, good. I do. Yeah, you just you put like right below the rib cage and you pull up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I also bought my first aid kit.
Oh my gosh, you're so prepared. She's gonna rescue me.
I have to show it to you. It's so cute.
Hi, buddy. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
Okay, I'm going to check the chat here. I put the link. I tweeted. They said, hello. Are they reading
Good
this
evening.
One? Yes, we're reading this one. Wait, this is my drink.
Yes, this That's is mine.
Your, okay, wait, where's my food? Oh, it's in the microwave. I got to scorch it.
This is my first aid kit.
It's so cute. It's got little cats on it.
I know. So if you get a cut, just let me know. I'll put a band-aid.
Do you have any Dora the Explorer band-aids? Because if not, I'm not doing it.
No, I have, what are the band-aids I got? I got Sloth. I got Foxman.
Cute.
I got a tick remover too, so we got ticks.
Oh my gosh, I have the biggest fear of ticks. I hate ticks.
Have you ever gotten a tick bite?
Yeah, they suck.
You know, when I used to work at the summer camp, we used to have to do tick checks every single night, and it would literally be like, you literally, in the shower, they tell you, check every nook and cranny yeah. of your body. Literally check your ass for any ticks on your ass. Because that's like where they could go. Like you never know. There could be ticks in your butt.
Why would they be there?
Because like, you know, you'll be wearing like shorts and you're in the grass and then they jump into your butt.
What?
Like your butt cheeks, not
like
in,
my toys. They want to go there?
Yeah, anywhere. Ticks could be anywhere. It could be like in your armpit.
Gross.
I have taken out ticks.
I'm never going outside again. Just stay here.
Yeah, ticks are scary. You don't want Lyme disease.
Hi, guys. We're eating food.
We're eating food, and it's so good. But I think I got a little too much spicy. But it's a good thing we have the mango lassi. We have mango lassi.
It's so good.
And Mediterranean food. I have falafel, and you have lamb.
Yeah, I have lamb, cabbage, and sweet potato.
No,
I'm fine.
I will heat mine up. It's kind of cold.
See? It took me like 4 times.
But like, mine is just salad. Yours just has rice in it.
Oh yeah, I have rice.
Let me just put 30 seconds on.
Yeah, no touching glass. Feel free to also pull this up on you guys if you want to.
Oh, true. But I can hear, but because I
it's
can hear it.
It's too far.
It's too far, yeah. I'm too tired and cold.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna turn the heat up for you.
Oh, true.
Wait, where is it?
There...
We didn't have to do this yesterday. Is there?
By the TV.
Oh, I see.
They especially love places with high blood flow, so butt's a good spot.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of blood flow at the butt?
And because looking behind you is really hard, so they always tell you when you're doing your tick checks to grab a friend to look at your butt.
Check your butt?
To check your butt and your back for any ticks.
Gross. All right, Appy. I'm going to call
this
you.
This is important. Now that we're in, like, the boonies, I don't even know where we are.
Mm.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
We're, like, surrounded by nature.
Yeah, it's so gross.
We need to make sure we don't get ticks in our butts.
Yeah. All right, you guys. So, you guys check us. We'll check you.
Yeah. checking each other's butts. We all want to know what we're doing.
Butt check.
Butt check.
I hate how this makes sense, but...
But.
Sorry. That's just science. I didn't make it up.
Yeah, I'm a professional here. Mm-hmm. This is all valid. No bonk.
Milky, thank you for coming on our
team. Thank you, Milky.
Welcome to the family. Mm-hmm. I guess you need to show Athi your butt. Yeah.
What if I told you I've already seen it?
That wasn't... Okay, I was changing pajamas, and she was like, I don't care. Literally.
Girl, I've seen a million butts in my life.
She's like, I don't care.
They all look the same to me.
Never mind. I was going to ask you, can you tell them if it was great or not?
I don't know how people rate butts.
Think by like roundness
or toneness.
Yeah. Yeah.
True. If you have a flat butt, it's not very flattering.
Yeah. Or if it's like super jiggly or not jiggly enough, it's gotta be like just right.
It needs to be proportional to your body.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Ready? Ready for what? Rate the butts on.
What about the smoothness?
Oh, yeah.
So some butts are wrinkly.
Yeah. That's true. That wouldn't fly in Baywatch.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, though, bigger butts are better because if you fall on your butt, it'll hurt less.
That's true. It's like a cushion. Mm-hmm. I once broke a comb and didn't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. It protects your tailbone.
Mm-hmm. Both important. See, they're experts in butts. You see?
Rate the butt. No, wait. Or the furriness of the butt. Who has a furry butt?
I don't know. Whose butts are you seeing that are furry?
You can grow hair on your butt. I thought butts are hairless. That's gross.
That is gross.
Oh. I just realized I got Brussels sprouts in mine, so...
I don't like Brussels sprouts.
You're going to be hearing me fart all night.
Good thing we have separate rooms!
Brussels sprouts make me really, really gassy.
Oh my god.
So I'm gonna try and avoid eating them.
What about panda? Why are you saying panda? It's nature's airbags. That's true, Milky. It is. Oh, pandas have the best butts. Yeah, that's true. They do have the best butts. Aww. Have you seen a panda's butt?
Yeah, they're so cute.
They're so round. Mm-hmm. They have little nubby tails.
Uh-huh. I love them.
Do you want to sit? We don't have to stand and eat. Like,
oh, I'm. Yeah. Let's sit over there.
We're taking you with us. Come on, vamanos. All right, everybody, let's go. Coco. We're watching Parks and Rec. We're just having on.
My favorite.
It's so good.
What were we going to watch later?
SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're
gonna
behind.
Watch Pedro Pascal on SNL.
And Audrey Plaza.
Yes.
Audrey Plaza.
Yes. I love her so much.
Walkies. We walk you. Oh, yeah, it's on the floor. Oh, I gotta get my drink. Entertain, Abby. Entertain. Brilliant. Good job.
There. Entertain.
Are you not entertained, guys?
I just brap. And
oh my gosh, up. Any more of that and you can be in Blackpink.
Oh my god! Blackpink in area.
Pedro, my beloved.
Oh god, I love that part where she was like. That part where she goes. Oh, I love that song. I don't know why. It's just something about it. It's
when I first heard it, I was like, this sucks. And then, of course, it grew on me, like every Blackpink song.
People are saying that it, like, ripped off a lot of, like, hip-hop songs.
Oh, for sure. It does. That's awesome. Look, it's trash, but it's my trash.
That's so funny.
Okay? I know they suck.
They don't suck.
I think their songs are pretty repetitive.
Oh, too, yeah.
Like, the girls don't suck.
Yeah.
It's just the music that
they do. They literally sound it. Yeah, you're right. You could do a medley of all their songs.
Yeah, and it's just the same.
Oh, no. It's too spicy.
We gotta explain Harry Panda Butts to Reyna. Yeah, that's true.
I only know Minecraft pandas, sorry.
Even their butts are amazing.
Yeah, I have, like, I'm still really sad because I found a panda forest on Minecraft on my friend's servers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made me go to their village and abandon my 5 pandas. Mm-hmm. And they were making babies. They were making baby pandas.
How do you get baby pandas? I mean, pandas to make baby pandas in Minecraft.
You just feed them, like, with any other animal. And you put them next to each other, and then they breed a baby panda.
John, I'm so happy to hear your cat's okay. Thank you. That's a great update. I hope you have a good day. Thank you.
I hope your cat's doing okay.
Yeah, the cat was just dehydrated, he says. I'm glad that they're doing better.
How can you tell if they're dehydrated?
I think he said his cat was throwing up and stuff.
Aww.
So I guess that's how you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Pedro Panda. Is that the name of the panda, Pedro?
I named one Pedro Pascal.
Panda Pascal would be fun.
I named one Booba.
Bish.
Boba.
Bish.
I forgot what I named the other one.
How could you?
Booba and Boba.
That's honestly amazing. We should get Boba.
Booba, Boba, and Babu is the baby.
Babu, that's my hellhound's name.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Babu.
I remember, Babu.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to get... Yeah. Is that good?
Oh, so now I can read.
If you want to. Go ahead.
What are you all up to, guys?
Yeah, we're just stuffing our faces before we play. We sing. Babu love. Babu best
Babu. Oh, yeah. We got all your recommendations for the songs. We can try and sing later.
We didn't practice, so sorry.
Yeah, we're going to just sound like, because we just ate.
I'm going to be full and sleepy.
If we, like, burp halfway through stream, just ignore.
Yeah. Babu.
Is that Babu?
Yeah, that's Babu.
Aww.
She's floofy. I had a long day. I'm relaxing with Monhan and 2 dorks. Monster Hunter.
Who are the 2 dorks?
Yeah, I only see
yeah.
A sexy owl and a sexy demon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't hear any dorkiness. I don't see any dorkiness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a star.
Do you know that meme? The Twice song, I'm going to be a star?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how, like, Nyan hates it?
I did a whole, like,
she hates it?
Yeah, she hates the song. Oh. So I did a dancing stream of, like, 4 hours of dancing.
Oh, my God.
And they hate it. They're the ones doing the space. Oh, my God, speaking of your day, how was your nap time? And did you observe any Athlete sleeping?
Yeah, Athlete is a very cute sleeper. I can confirm.
I was watching a documentary about mushrooms.
Mycology.
I love it. It was so, like, it was like ASMR for me watching mushrooms grow.
It's pretty cool.
I love mushrooms.
And their, like, systems are so efficient.
Yeah, if I was a plant, I'd be a mushroom.
Not technically a plant, but...
I mean, if I were a biological thing that was not a human or animal...
Yeah.
I would be a fungus.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, what kind of fungus?
Cordyceps. That way, in case Last of Us comes true, you can thrive.
True.
Science.
true. Cordyceps are pretty cool. Though I'd also just like to be penicillin. Save everybody's lives.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Penicillin. So no matter what you're doing, you're saving people.
And killing people.
Oh, yeah. That's like poetic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or toadstool. Why because toadstool? I do a really good toad voice.
Oh my gosh, show me. It was really good. Do more.
Okay, I don't want to do anymore. I don't want you to choke on your food.
No, I'm not going to choke. I can do a pretty good Yoshi, but not as good as that. But it's like, Yoshi!
Oh, I love that!
Yeah. It's not that good, though. That was definitely...
I love singing as Toad. Like, Toad singing is therapeutic to me. It's like people... do screamo, people do heavy metal screaming music. I do heavy metal toad singing.
Oh my god, please.
Yeah.
You gotta sing it tonight.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna disturb everyone and all the
poor creatures. We have 13 minutes.
We have 13 minutes. You can.
No, we're starting at 10, right?
No, I mean to be loud. We have 13 more minutes to be loud.
Oh, true. You're right.
I'm going to do my.
When are quiet hours? 9?
In 13 minutes.
Oh, okay, okay.
Me? You know, I can do my R2-D2 scream. Have you heard it?
What is that?
R2-D2 from Star Wars?
It's like beep, boop, beep.
No, when he's dying, he goes like. What do you know? Wait, I have to hiccup. Sorry. He goes like.
Sounds like Toad.
You know, what really does it? That's how he screams. You can look it up. Wow. That wasn't my best, but that is like.
That's really annoying.
Yeah.
for a robot. Exactly. I thought he would be like beep, bloop, blop, bloop.
Any other time, but then his scream comes like out of nowhere. Like, you don't expect it to come out of
it. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Okay, they said, can you say, here's some mushrooms for you, Mario?
Here's some mushrooms for you, Mario!
What is so funny? You're embarrassing me. I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry.
I told you I was going to make a joke. I told you I was going to make you joke. Stop.
She threw herself on the sofa. I'm sorry.
Really this cute. Is why I don't want to do it again. But it was a good show.
It was really cute.
Stop it.
It was a perfect way to go. Perfect way to go.
No.
You guys, stop embarrassing her. Shut up.
Yeah, you're embarrassing me.
Gotta use all the time before quiet time. Rain is dying. Let's go. Shut up, you guys.
Don't choke on the corn.
And it was the corn. How did you know it was the corn?
Because that's the number one thing that people choke on and die.
Wait, what? Is that like a statistic?
I mean, he's gonna choke on corn. Let me just tell you.
I'm gonna.
We should Google what is the number one food that people choke on.
No, I'm just gonna take what you said as fact.
It might be corn. It's probably corn.
Hey, you guys, can you look it up?
Yeah, what's the number
we're
one?
We're eating.
Food?
We can't use our phones over here.
What's the number one food that people choke on?
Choking hazard
and
food.
Go to the emergency room for.
People never choke on broccoli. Shut up, Genji. Broccoli's gross.
You see, we don't agree with that. I don't agree. Broccoli's the best.
No, it's okay. I love you no matter what. But no.
I just like love every vegetable, so it doesn't count.
I really love spinach and lettuce.
Yeah,
and
you can't like fight me with vegetables because if you name a vegetable, I'll just say I like it.
So you like Brussels sprouts?
Mhm. I don't mind them if you cook them right. I'm actually eating raw Brussels sprouts right now.
Popcorn was number one. The statistic is that Athens is a corn choker every shift. Really?
Oh, I mean. I've seen people swallow some pretty crazy things. Remember the thing I showed you? The x-ray I showed you?
I've never heard that before. That was insane.
No, but it's true. Like, some people will just do it because, like, some people think it's, like, a fetish thing to swallow.
Wait, what?
Certain items.
I don't know. Preserve me.
No. It's, like, true. It's true. It's, like, when people stick things up their butt, like the traffic cone story that I've told people. Did I not tell you this? I tell you a lot of it. So, my viewers know, but, like, in the emergency room, there was, like, this, I don't know if he's, like, a homeless guy or whatever, who would, like, stick traffic cones up his butt. And so
what?
We'd come in and we'd, like, take the traffic cone out of his butt. But then he'd just come back with, like, a different color traffic cone every single time.
What? Why?
I don't know. I guess he just liked it.
No!
Or maybe he was just, like, mentally not okay, and then that was just something he did.
I wish... What a terrible day to have ears.
Yeah. I wish I could unhear all of that. Yeah, you get used to these stories, to be fair.
No.
My chat is, like, not grossed out anymore. Not even the grossest story. Which ones have I told you already? The foot maggots, I've probably already told you.
No.
Okay, I don't want to tell you about it now because we're eating.
No, I finished, but you're still eating. But I was really hungry.
Everyone knows the foot maggot story.
I don't remember the foot maggot story.
Long story short, a homeless diabetic man came in with foot pain. We took off his shoe. His foot came off with his shoe and maggots fell out. And then, I mean, it do be like that sometimes.
I had to take a sip of Lassie, though.
it did be like that.
Sorry if you guys are grossed out.
Sorry if you guys are eating.
We won't be gross on stream.
I can't guarantee that. You're with Athena Nightingale.
I don't care.
What is gross? I have no grossometer. Like, what people think is like, gross
because
for
like
me,
you're desensitized to it, right?
Yeah, it's so funny. I was reading a Quora about, like, I think that question was, are nurses wild as they seem? As, like, are nurses as wild as people think they are in, like, the media?
Mm.
And then somebody commented, a nurse for, like, 50 years. She's like, hell yeah, we're super wild. You should see us when we go to dinner parties. Most of the time, the waiters or whatever, the management, tells us nurses to get a private room so that we don't gross out the other people around us while we're sharing stories. Which makes sense because when you're hanging out with other nurses, all you do is just swap stories about like your really gross patients, and then people around you will like hear you and they complain about us all the time.
Oh my gosh, that's probably what a world to live in.
But like, it's normal for us. It's like when people share like work stories, they're like, "Oh yeah, it was like a normal day in the office,"
and
like,
then the foundation attacked.
You know, I was with Bill, and, like, we had some projects, and, you know, this guy's still like, being an asshole to us, and I don't like my boss, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they share, like, work stories. Meanwhile, like, healthcare providers just share, like, everything about what they've seen. And, like, oh, I just wiped ass today.
I have already said this to Ashley plenty of times, but the amount of respect I have for you is
it's so, like, I appreciate it, but you don't have to keep saying it.
I'm sorry. It's just
you. I appreciate it a lot. I appreciate it a lot, but I already.
She's saying I appreciate it a lot, but shut up.
No. Yeah, but shut up.
Shut up.
You don't need to appreciate me anymore.
But I will.
No.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Okay, but I'll just do it silently.
Yeah. Do it silently, because I get embarrassed easily when, like, people all tell me, oh, like, healthcare heroes.
But that's true. Because some healthcare workers are like, we never get recognized for what we do, right? But, like, I think some people want to just make sure that you...
I mean, recognized in the right means. I think, nursing is, like, the number one most trusted profession, as per multiple surveys. But, I think we're just people like always say the same thing when they see me. They're like, "Oh, thank you for your service." Like, it's like meeting a veteran.
Yeah.
But it's like, do you want to get to know me better, or do you just want to get to know the nurse?
I only care about you being a nurse.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm here with you right now.
Like, what, do you see this like skin condition? Do you see this wart that I have?
I remember our very first conversation was talking about our health.
Like, oh yeah,
you were like, "Oh, you should be taking this medicine," and it was like, "Oh, that's so kind of."
Yeah, like allergy medicines and stuff.
Because I have so many allergies. Athy was so concerned.
The thing is, I know everyone's health issues at this point.
Yeah,
I'm everybody's health consultant.
They said, "We appreciate you, Athy." Yeah, compliment her more. If I can't do it, you guys gotta do it. Sunray, step up. Come on.
It's so funny because like, I have a lot of VTuber friends who will come to me for health issue things.
Mm.
So, like, I have a VTuber friend who recently got really sick with, like, upper respiratory symptoms, and they thought they had, like, a virus. And so they thought that it was just going to pass for, like, after a few days, like a flu, like a cold. But it didn't go away for a couple weeks, and they were getting concerned because it was, like, getting harder to breathe, and they were coughing up a lot of phlegm. And I was like, like, what are your symptoms like? And they explained, like, you know, headaches and runny nose, and then they mentioned like yellow greenish phlegm, and I was like, you need to go see a doctor. And they're like, "No, but I don't have insurance here." And I'm like, "No, you need to go get antibiotics, because green phlegm is most likely a bacterial infection, not a viral infection, so it's not gonna pass unless you have antibiotics."
Right.
So they went to the doctor, they got antibiotics, literally they were cured in like 2 days. Right. I was like, "Good, you trust me, okay?
Listen to me.
I know the symptoms."
That's really cool.
Yeah, but sometimes my friends like are really anxious people. This one time I had a friend who I'm just gonna be talking about the about cannabis plant now. So they were like eating edibles, and they had edibles in the past, and my friend came back from Denmark and brought home like these like weed infused CBD infused stroop waffles. And so they tried it, and I'm too scared to try, so I didn't try.
But
I'm just like too scared because I don't know how to react. But one of my friends like really used to having edibles, so she was fine. My other friend was like, "Oh, I've had it in the past, but I've had bad reactions. But if I eat a little bit, I think I'll be okay."
Bad reaction? Why would you eat it?
Because she's had bad reactions with some products and good reactions with. It's like a hit or miss with.
I just
stay
away from everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's like no, hit or miss. You. It like depends on what weed product you take. So she ate half the Stroop waffle, and literally like 30 minutes later, she was like having a full blown anxiety attack, and I knew it was an anxiety attack and not her actually like reacting to the weed, because she started saying like, "I feel numbness and tingling in my fingers and my spine, and I feel like there's like a sharp shooting pain like down my neck over here, and like my ear hurts and my back hurts and I can't breathe." Mm. And she was like, "And like the other day I like fell on my back and I think I fell on my nerve. I pinched a nerve, so now it feels like it's 10 times worse." And I was like, you'll be fine. And she's like, "Oh my God, I need to call my parents and ask them to drive me to the emergency room." And I was like, no. It was like 10 in the evening. I was like, no, you do not need to go to the emergency room. Just go to the urgent care. Actually, no, it was like 12 a.m., like 1 a.m. But luckily there was like a 24-hour urgent care near us. Mm. So like, please do not call your parents to bring you to the emergency room. And she's like, "But I need to go." I was like, "If you want to wait 5 hours to go see a doctor in the emergency room surrounded by other sick people, then go ahead, because that is pretty much just what's going to happen."
Yeah.
So go to urgent care. So then she went to the urgent care and I went home and I was like, "Oh, how was it?" And she's like, "Yeah, the doctor just said I had a panic attack. I'm fine." I was like, "Girl, you just need to take your anxiety meds. You'll be fine."
Oh, man.
But that actually is like a symptom of anxiety. Like having a panic attack is like numbness and tingling.
Yeah.
In your fingers.
I'll try to remember that.
Yeah, because like when you're hyperventilating, you essentially let out more carbon dioxide than you are taking in oxygen, so you go into a state that is like you have less carbon dioxide in your body, and it causes the sensation of like numbness and tingling.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have anxiety, so I'll keep that in mind if that ever happens. I think I'll be good though. Poor girl.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah, panic attacks, no bueno.
She didn't even react poorly to the lettuce. She reacted poorly to thinking she was going to react poorly, yeah.
Like it's in your head.
No, but some people actually do have reactions like that to weed products. Like they'll start to have like a panic attack because it exacerbates that. Like uppers especially. If you get like a different, they're like different strains of weed, and some of them make you feel more like hype. Like uppers, you know, like they make you more energetic, and then there's downers that make you feel more relaxed. So I think the Stroop waffle was an upper, because my other friend who was fine, she was like, "Oh yeah, I'm starting to feel it." And then my other friend was like, "Oh no, I'm starting to feel it, but like in a bad way."
Oh, I mean, I guess everyone's different in that way.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm really
maybe she took a little bit too much as well, because if you're like naive to weed products, you really have to start small, because you can react really badly if you take a big amount. And I know, because my siblings are literal experts in those in the field. Okay. They have like taught me like what are the different names of the different weed strains.
God, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
What are the side effects and like how to get them in what forms? You can smoke it. You can eat it. You can chew it. You can smoke it through a bong. What? Just kidding. I am not advertising these products.
I'm like, I don't.
Hey, this is what we talk about from day to day.
They're giving you the big brain on locals.
And we get a lot of patients who come in for like ingesting really like badly laced weed, and then they go into full-blown psychosis.
What?
I had this one person who came in because they smoked like a bad weed joint, and they were like possessed. It was like I didn't even know who they were. They were like screaming, they were saying random things, they didn't remember who they were or where they were. And they would like jump off the walls, run down the hallways naked. And it's all because of one bad joint. And so that's why I was like, please be careful, guys. Don't accept things from strangers, because this could happen to you. You don't want to go into psychosis.
That's insane.
Very scary.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, she almost when she jumped out of the bed and ran towards the double doors, like we ran towards her, and one of the staff members slipped on her gown and like fell knees first and head first onto the ground and like bruised everything.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so while we were catching her, a lot of people got injured.
Oh my gosh. It's like a linebacker.
Yes! Because when you are in psychosis, you don't know what you're doing. So you literally like bash into like the door. She managed to break open these locked double doors. A tiny little lady was like, bashed through the locked double doors.
There's been moments of that like happening with adrenaline too. Like a person who's stuck under a car, or a mother seeing their kid stuck under a car, uh-huh. like lifting the car. Uh-huh. Like that happens a lot, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything like that? Like, I don't know. People, is there like an after effect with adrenaline? Like, do you feel?
No, you kind of just like. Yeah, there is an after effect. You kind of just like. You feel the pain afterwards, essentially. Mm-hmm. And that's why adrenaline is there to, like, mask the pain. And then after the adrenaline dies down, you're like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And then we need to pump you up with all the pain meds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I feel like that would definitely take a toll on your body.
It can. Like, people can die from too much adrenaline.
Mm-hmm. Is it because of the overexertion on the body? Like, you...
Yeah, it causes your heart to beat faster, your blood pressure to rise, and, like, your blood vessels to constrict and all of that.
Mm.
It's just like a life-saving mechanism.
Ridiculous strength, or something I think it's called. It uses all the energy at once and covers pain of pushing the body past the limits to tell you to stop.
Mm-hmm. And that's what happens when you go, when your brain is not working properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, it's really interesting. It's like when you have seizures, like you can't control your body, but then it just... rapid firing of electrical signals all over your body. It's like, imagine your body constricting its muscles at 100% energy, which we never do. Mm-hmm. Because like us as people will never actually put our muscles through that much strain because it's really damaging.
Yeah.
You could get something like rhabdomyolysis.
I mean, isn't that something that people with seizures struggle with? Like their whole body tenses up?
Yes,
uncontrollable.
That's exactly what seizures are, like especially epilepsy. if they do the tonic-clonic kind. So whenever a person has a seizure, usually right afterwards, they are in like the worst pain of their life.
God,
it's like imagine running like 10 marathons.
Yeah, it was like that book I told you about. Mm-hmm. I remember there was one.
Oh yeah,
there was one scene description where like the kid had a seizure and their whole like back like arched up like she was being exercised or something.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Must be so painful after to like, oh god, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, and then you can die from it too. Because yeah. Essentially you're not getting any oxygen to your brain when it happens. So that's why when people have seizures for more than 5 minutes, you have to give emergency rescue medications because then your brain is without oxygen for more than 5 minutes, which can damage.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when a person has a seizure, we just wait for it to pass because most seizures pass like before 5 minutes.
Mm.
But if they don't pass after 5 minutes or they keep occurring one after another multiple times, it's something called status epilepticus, and that's actually like life-threatening.
Mm.
They can actually die from that. That's what a lot of people with epilepsy die from.
This is why I'm a hypochondriac. Like, am I dying?
No,
I'm dying. I'm gonna like start texting you, Ellie, I think I'm dying.
Seizure disorders are really sad, but there are medications to help, obviously.
I just feel like the body is so frail. I'm like, God, I'm just... Man,
modern medicine has advanced so far.
Mm.
You can... With people with really bad epilepsy, they do this thing where they, like, burn off a nerve signal in the brain that's causing the seizures.
Mm.
We have technology nowadays that can now, like, find where the seizure is starting from specifically and what part of the brain. Not, like, exactly where, but, like, the area.
Mm-hmm.
So then they can cauterize that area and kill off the nerve cells there so that the seizure, if it does start, it doesn't spread to the rest
That's
of the brain.
Insane.
Yeah.
That's so...
So it stops the seizure.
It feels like we're, like, in
it's like cutting. It's, like, cutting off the electricity circuit.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Don't get a panic attack now.
Yeah. Don't get a panic attack. I'll just like wave but, some like, celery. I'll wave a broccoli in your face.
I'm like, ew.
That's a broccoli. That's in your mouth, and then you'll immediately wake up.
Like, ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Gross.
Gross.
Whoa, that's amazing. Oh, technology's cool. Science. Yeah, some people can pass out from them.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's why people, you know, why people say to breathe into a plastic, a paper bag when you have panic attacks. It's actually really, it's the same thing that I told you. The reason why when people have panic attacks, we hyperventilate. When we hyperventilate, we blow off more carbon dioxide than we breathe in oxygen.
So doing it in a paper bag prevents it from escaping.
So then you breathe it back in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It helps.
That's really cool.
So you don't pass out easier. Like, it slows everything.
I would find a way.
I love Parks and Rec.
It's so good. Who's your favorite?
It's funny because, like, Ann Perkins is a nurse, and I look at her, and I'm like, that's me. But my favorite character, I mean, Aubrey Plaza is.
She's April. So
April
good.
Is just so
I
iconic.
Told you guys, I love Aubrey Plaza. I love Aubrey Plaza.
But if I could relate to any one person, it'd probably be Rob Lowe's character.
Yeah, he's just so good. Because he's just,
like, you know, like, super healthy, super fit, super, like, happy all the time. But then when you realize he's, like, actually really sad in the background, he's just, like, masking all of his,
like that one thing, he's, like, smiling. He's, like, I'm really depressed.
That's what I feel like. Yeah. That's him. That's me. I love her, too.
Yeah, Donna. Donna. Oh, she's so good. She just has her whole life together.
Yeah, the, what is it, treat yourself. She just, like, doesn't care about anything. I love her. So
oh, that's the guy who wants to put the Twilight books in the time capsule.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
I think my favorite character is Little Sebastian.
Oh, my God. I can't, I forgot about Little Sebastian, but everyone loves him so much.
It's so good. No, I think if I was a character, I'd probably be more like Leslie. I don't know. She's like so gung-ho about everything.
She is. I love her. But Ron Swanson's a character as well.
He's just a mood.
You know what I find really funny is that, like, Leslie, I mean, what's her name? What's the actress's name for Leslie?
Oh, and Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler was, like, you know, an SNL cast before, and then Tina Fey, that's how they all, like, knew each other. Mm. And then they're always in, like, the same shows, and then Tina Fey actually plays one of Ron's ex-wives, and his real wife also plays one of his ex-wives.
Oh, yeah, Tammy. Yeah. Wait. Tina Fey's one of them? She's one of the Tammys?
I think she's one of the Tammys. And then...
He has two Tammys, and then his mom is Tammy.
Yeah. And then I think one of the other Tammys is actually... I think the crazy Tammy is his actual wife.
Yeah, the librarian is his wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's so funny.
I was reading an article, because, you know, he was in Last of Us.
Yeah.
His wife was just saying, like, how proud she was of him in the role and stuff. I was like, that's so awesome. That's so cool.
I know. We were watching it. We cried.
I think another... Do you watch Always Sunny?
What's that? No.
You guys.
Always Sunny in
Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, I've heard.
It's so good. You haven't seen it?
I've seen, like, trailers of it, but I don't think I could get into it.
Oh, that's what people say, and then they get it.
It's like with Parks and Rec. It's, like, boring the first season and you keep going.
It gets crazy.
What is it about?
So all of these people are just, like, the worst people ever, and they own a bar, and it's just, like, the shenanigans as they try to, like, make money, or they ruin every chance of opportunity they have, because they're just so focused on themselves, they can't, like, get ahead.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah, we have banana pudding to make. You want to make some?
Mm-hmm.
We've got banana pudding mix.
You know, that reminds me, have you watched, what's that TV show? About that family.
Modern Family?
No, it's like this family, and then, like, the father dies, and then it's like a... It's a really old...
What happened in here?
Oh, fudge. They're, like, they were rich before, and then there's, like, dad, and, like, the father dies, but then, like, leaves no money for them or something like that.
Oh, I feel like I vaguely know what we're talking about. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
You guys, if you know, tell Athy. She's really thinking hard. Like, I can see the steam coming off of her head. It's smoking in here.
And the guy who, the main character guy, is the guy who plays the main character guy in Ozark.
I've never seen Ozark.
He's the actor for the dad in Ozark, and he's also, like, one of the, he's the main character of it.
I see, this sounds familiar. The only thing I can think of is Schitt's Creek, and that's not what you're talking about.
No, and it's, like, about, like, there's one brother who's, like,
they're like, no clue. Come on, you guys, think!
The sister, like, spends a lot of money. The mom is, like,
the mom was the person who voiced Mallory Archer.
Look it up. I'm sure you can find it.
Yeah, I know the actor's name, but I don't remember the name of the show.
I, like, know no actors' names. It's amazing that you know. I know, like, 10 actors.
She played Mallory Archer.
Who's Mallory Archer? Who is that? Oh, she a day. Some no, she could be
Ozark.
Ozark. So it's not Ozark.
It's Jason Bateman.
Oh. Arrested Development.
Yes,
Arrested Development.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember. I never watched it. I just know Jason Bateman from, what was it, The Hangover or something?
Yes.
So that's the only thing that I know.
No, thank you for reminding me.
It was Michael Cera.
Yes, Michael Cera was in it.
Yeah.
And then that guy who was like, bald and has the mustache, is always in like those comics. Who's in the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie? He was the villain guy.
I don't know.
With the glasses. You remember Alvin and the Chipmunks? He had the glasses and was like kind of bald.
Yeah, wasn't he?
He was like the husband of the sister.
Oh.
In Arrested Development.
Mm.
I love his character.
This looks so good. Are we really gonna eat all of this?
Yes. There's so many cups. How many servings this is?
What did you get? Do we have a can opener?
Wait, what?
Oh,
I think we do. Wait.
Do we need to use a stove?
Yeah. This is not.
We have an hour and 15 minutes. Is that enough time?
There's always enough time.
For banana pudding. There's so many spoons.
There's
so many mini spoons.
We can use a pizza cutter.
We got a banana pudding kit maker.
Can open it.
Okay, what are the instructions?
Here. So what's included?
Vanilla wafers. These are so... we should have got Chessmen. Those are way better than vanilla wafers.
True. I mean, I guess this is what they use.
Yeah, this will be good.
10 spoons? Are they in
here? I just had them. Where did I... Oh, they're right here.
Oh, they're so cute.
They're tiny.
Instant vanilla pudding mix. Is it that?
I'm already so full. Yeah, I think this is it. Whipped and swirled around.
The world? Nice. I like that. That's cute. Sweetened condensed milk. We need bananas. 4 bananas. 3 cups of heavy cream.
I got the bananas.
And 1 1/4 cup of... cold water.
Okay. Mickey Mouse.
Oh no, three cups is enough.
No, it's half.
One cup is. Oh no, I don't think that's enough. Yeah, we should have it. I don't know if we have. 3 cups is 720 mls.
I don't know.
1 cup is 240. 1 cup is 240. Here we go.
Yeah, there's only 2 cups in here. There's 2.
Then we can do 1 1/2.
Yeah, we'll do 1 1/2. We'll just half it. We don't need
so
that much.
So 2 bananas.
We can get more tomorrow if it's really good.
Yeah. Oh, we need a bowl.
1 1/2. And we'll use half of this stuff and half of the condensed stuff. So this is 3, you can only use 7 ounces of this, so a little less than a cup. It's to be exactly half. So I'll measure it. Wish we had the ounces on here too.
Let's measure the other ones first so it's not so sticky.
That's a good idea.
Let me wash this. It's kind of gross.
It's a cooking space! Okay, I'm gonna change the title to Making Banana Pudding with Athi and Reina.
Where's the instructions? I wanna know how to even. In a medium-sized bowl, whisk together the sweetened condensed milk and cold water. Place the pudding mix in another medium-sized bowl and slowly whisk in the liquid.
Oh, I just got a shiver. Does that ever happen to you? You're just like, oh!
Yeah, it's still
kind of
cold in here.
Yeah, I turned it up. Come on. Mm-hmm.
some more whisk. That's
all. Whoa, look how big this is!
Okay, whisk, and then carefully add the pudding mixture too.
That's the whisk.
Whip the heavy cream. We have to whip the heavy cream?
Wait, not this.
I'm gonna cry. Okay, but don't worry. I have great arm strength.
I mean, it's not that. It's not that.
They have. I think they have a standard. Or
my only thing is, if they said they want us to whip, why wouldn't they tell us to get heavy whipping cream? I guess it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. So I can mix it.
No, I want to mix it. I like whipping cream. Whip the heavy cream on medium speed for about a minute until the cream starts to thicken.
I don't think we have an electric.
Then increase the speed to medium high to whip the heavy cream until stiff peaks form. Be careful not to overwhip. Don't worry, I got it. I got it.
I didn't mean it. I was just checking.
So then it says, in a medium-sized bowl, whisk together the sweetened condensed milk and cold water. Place the pudding mix in another medium-sized bowl and slowly whisk in the liquid, whisking until there are no lumps in the mixture and it is smooth for about 1 minute. Cover and refrigerate until firm for at least an hour or overnight.
No!
After the stream.
Yeah. Oh, for at least an hour?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So
you need...
So we'll put the water and the condensed milk here. And we'll put the vanilla pudding mix in here and you can just pour it in.
Okay.
So you can do that. And I will get started with the...
So we need... 2/3 cups then of what was I measuring? Also the top. Wait.
You think I could use this? I'll use this.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, 2/3 cups of the water. That's me. 2/3 cups.
Is that the total? So that's the half already?
Yeah, that's half. So 1 1/4 cups cold water is now 2/3 cups.
Okay.
Are you putting that in first?
No, we have water. You can use this cold water.
Look.
You know what? I'm just going to whip all of the cream.
You can just put it on top.
Yeah. I mean, we'll just whip it all. And then eat. You can,
and then measure it.
Yeah, we can just eat bananas and cream.
Yum.
Banana and cream.
And cold water. And then sweetened condensed milk, we need, sorry.
Oh yeah, and you got the can opener?
Oh, where is it?
Okay.
Oh, got it.
I'll put this here, careful.
Sorry. Do we get fed? Maybe, if you guys behave.
Yeah.
Cooking. Will you make this for anything else?
No, because then the vanilla wafers, what is it safer about the vanilla wafers?
You just garnish the cup.
Really?
Think,
don't you whip it in?
Here.
To assemble, select either a tri bowl or a wide glass bowl.
Oh, same 4 cup cookies for garnish on top. Okay, so yeah. Daddy, that's it.
Oh, so it's like pudding, then cookie, then pudding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess these are our bowls, too.
We haven't called Raina a dork this stream. We've been behaving.
You guys did call us dorks. You called us 2 dorks.
Yeah, someone called us a dork.
Bad chat.
I'm so much leftover food.
At least tomorrow you can have lunch.
Oh, true. But weren't we going to have a big dinner?
Yeah, but it's fine.
Raina is stuffing me.
Yeah.
She's stuffing me so full until I become a fat owl.
I'm already a fat owl. Mood. I was like, I was doing so good eating well, and then the holidays came.
I know. Chunky.
They're gonna have to roll us out.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Get those arms moving. Come on, pump it.
This is my workout. I love hand
Tim's King is making meringue. That's the worst.
Oh my god. It's because of the sugar. It makes it hard.
Yeah.
If I get tired, I'll let you take a turn. So I can rest my hands. Whip!
I'm leaving you.
Let's go whip that cream. Hit that whip and then nay nay, they say. Raina knows I only say nice things to her.
What nice things?
Huh? Tell us.
Yeah, we need proof.
I'm looking up exactly. Oh. Measurements suck.
What measurement do you need? 7 ounces is, 1 ounce is 30 mLs.
Yeah, so...
I know that because we have to convert it in hospital.
210, I guess?
Yeah.
30 times 7?
Yeah,
'cause
8 ounces is 1 cup, and that's 2. Cooking is so much math, I hate it.
Yeah.
Why does cooking have to be so much math? Raina has the best legs in the business. Hit that whip and that nay-nay.
The best legs, huh? What else do you have to say?
That's interesting. Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, what else do you have to say? Oh, I'm going to get whipped cream all over my shirt now.
That's cool.
I'm kind of just, like, whipping it all over the place.
She's whipping and nay-naying it all over the place.
Time to get messy.
Oh, thank you, hi. That's so kind. I need help to me.
Okay, you can literally just hear Abby like whisking in the background. Aggressive whisking.
Woo!
Butt.
Raina has cute face and a nose. Oh my gosh, they all say I don't have a nose.
Because it's too beautiful for this world. That it has to be hidden. Your nose is too beautiful for this world. They don't deserve to see your nose. Only the heavenly beings can.
Abby's a heavenly being.
If you prove yourself to be able to get into heaven, then you will be able to see Raina's nose.
Even though I'm a demon, that checks out.
Yeah. Raina is literally getting showered with complimental adjectives relentlessly with me. Well, Raina's like pouring the condensed milk into the jar right now.
I'm really trying.
Did you open the can?
So the way my mom taught me is you split the sides and then it comes out and you don't have to open it entirely. Or if you you don't have to take it off all the way. But it's
because it's super thick.
Yeah, so I might have to give.
Yeah, just grab like a knife or something and open it for it. Genjutsuma Sama says Raina is just amazingly awesome, caring, and a really kind heart.
Yummy doll.
Goody masho. Goody masho. Where's my mango drink?
Oh, it's right there in front of
you. Oh, where's yours?
I finished mine.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You can have the rest too.
You know, it'd be so yummy. Mango banana pudding.
Ooh,
or a mango pudding. Oh my god, mango pudding is so yummy!
Us, man, we're so flat. Also, us. Mango pudding.
Hey! This is 0 calories.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wait, is it really?
No.
Oh.
0 calories in your heart.
Okay,
don't give my health. Oh! KJ says Raina's an amazing dancer and singer.
Isn't that?
KJ.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I guess you guys can have some
play. Okay, switch arms. Whip. Come on, Aki. Whip it.
Okay, I think this is half.
Oh, $10 when you burn off the calories you get.
Shut up.
You know, I got whipped cream on my shirt.
I got condensed milk on my fingers.
I only brought 3 shirts. Oh, wait, that's enough.
Actually, I'm not going to wear this shirt again.
Oh, really?
I just don't want ants. This is how you get ants.
We'll clean up.
How you get ants.
We've been clean. We're clean. We're
fine. I don't want ants.
No ants in this house.
I don't want ants pawing up my butt when I sleep.
That's the thing. What is it with you and butts? I'm usually the one who talks about butts.
But, you know, it's like, but isn't it everyone's biggest fear that a spider crawl into their ears when they're sleeping?
I thought it was your mouth.
And your ears.
On the orifice?
Because there have been cases where like people come into the emergency room and they're like they have ear pain and then you find out there's like a dead spider in there.
Gross.
Yeah.
Ants in my pants.
Or like a dead cockroach in their ear.
Gross.
Or like a live one even.
That's insane.
Like my ear just kind of been like hurting. It's like this one time we had this kid at a summer camp that I worked in come in and they're like, my ear kind of hurts. And we thought, oh, they just have like chronic ear infections. Just give them some ear drops and they'll be fine. They came back like a couple days later and they're still like, oh, it's getting worse and I feel like I'm losing my hearing. We take a look in there with like the otoscope and guess what the heck was inside her ear?
What?
An eraser head. And we were like, how did you get an eraser head in your ear? She's like, oh, you know what I remember? And she was like a teenager. She's like, oh, I remember when I was in like 3rd grade, I stuck a pencil in my ear. And then when it came out, the eraser head was gone. But I thought it would have just fallen out at this point.
So you've
had this eraser head in your ear for like over 10 years.
What?
And she was like, yes.
Oh my God.
And she just never knew. And so we did the elephant ear wash thing where, you know, when people do it to get the earwax out.
Yeah.
Except when what came out was an eraser head.
Oh,
it was so crazy. It was like one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Condensed milk is so sticky.
I mean, when you're in 3rd grade, you don't know what you're doing. So it's understandable. People be sticking things in their ears.
Kids are pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Kids are pretty stupid.
You should see the things that they stick in their mouths.
I mean, as long as it's been bothered all that time, you know?
Mm-hmm. But Athi, I want to be Spooderman. Yeah, if you get bit by a venomous one, then you'll be Spooderman in heaven.
Yeah.
In the afterlife.
Dream.
You'll be isekai'd as Spooderman. Can you imagine if you like got isekai'd because you were bit by a venomous insect?
But really, it's just a fever dream.
Right. You know how like people get killed by trakun and stuff?
Yeah.
Or like trains? Get me an isekai anime where someone gets bit by a poisonous spider and becomes a spider.
It's a manga. Like, I woke up with a spider.
Yeah,
I reincarnated
as
a spider.
Yeah, there is one where it's like reincarnated as a spider.
There's a manga for everything.
There is. I was like coming up with a really fun plot for something. Essentially, I was like, this should be a movie plot. So it's like a zombie apocalypse, but the main character is like a doctor or some sort of healthcare provider who is like trying to find the cure for the zombie virus. I forgot, it was in a dream, and then I forget my dream now. All I remember is that there was like a healthcare provider or like a nurse or a doctor that tries to cure the zombie apocalypse. And then they find someone who's immune. It's kind of like The Last of Us.
Yeah.
But it's like in a more medical sense.
Okay.
I don't know. It was cooler in my dream. I was thinking of it. I was like, I have to get back to it. There was like a cool plot. There was a cool plot thing in it.
There's an anime, but I don't think they got bit. Where's the isekai manga about reincarnating as an eraser because you had an eraser stuck in your ear?
Oh my God.
Yeah, where's that one?
Yeah, where's Stationery the anime?
That actually sounds pretty stationary. Did you just come up with that?
Pencil-kun.
For the main kind of is a pencil.
Pencil-kun. Eraser-kun.
Oh, that's thickening up.
Ooh. Yay, I'm so excited.
Marina also has a great personality that makes friends so easily.
Okay, I already said you can have the pudding.
Yeah.
I already said.
realize my plot. So you're a doctor in the zombie apocalypse, but you're like one of the only ones left. Essentially, you have to be a zombie slayer because in order to study the zombie virus, you need to dissect the zombie's organs.
What?
Or one of the zombie's organs, like a really stupid organ, like the appendix or some stupid thing like that, is actually the cure for the zombie virus. Or it's like it gives you immunity or something like that. And you have to eat their appendix or grind it up into a pill or something.
That's gross. I don't like that.
And it's like a hit or miss because some people don't have appendixes.
Yeah.
But then those who don't have appendixes, something is different with them.
They're like more aggressive.
Mm-hmm. They're runners.
Oh, I like it. They're clickers. Oh! It's Leslie's birthday! It's Leslie's birthday! You want to send her a voice? Oh, we can't send her a voice message.
I would do it on my phone, but.
I mean, we do still have the space on your phone.
Yeah.
You're the co-host. Happy birthday, Leslie!
Happy birthday!
I'm sending gibberish.
Wait.
Affy and I sent the girls a voice message today. That's what I said.
You can't send a voice message? It doesn't cancel? It ships?
I feel like it'll cancel the space.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't you just mute and then...
You guys, if we go away, sorry. We'll try, I guess.
I'm trying to send a message to
Wesley. Wait, 1 second.
Yeah.
Is it back?
Yeah, it's still here.
Wait. Is it back?
Yeah, it's still here.
Did that work?
Yeah, it worked. You just got to mute.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, wait. Did that work? Wait. Yay! I think it's done.
And the cream is almost whipped!
Oh my god, it looks so good. I want it.
Don't over-whip it, they said.
Yeah. Oh, Stiff Peaks! It's ready. I want to eat it. Okay, so we only need half of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we need 1.5 cups.
Do you want to lick some of this?
Yes. I will clean it. Do you want some?
I want some. No sugar.
Yeah, it's really bitter, actually. Or just plain.
It's fine. It just literally just tastes like milk.
Yeah, it's just milk. Okay. Well, that was a letdown.
Well, you know, whipped cream has a lot of sugar in it, so.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Can I throw away these plastic cutlery?
Yeah. I thought I threw mine away already.
Oh, I have no idea.
There should be recycling
around
here.
Is there? I don't know.
You might have to separate the recycling
later.
Okay. But if there's recycling, we'll put it inside the paper.
Sounds good. It's still here. Hi, guys.
I'm like a big recycler. One of my pet peeves is when people don't recycle.
That's you're so bad. The ice, the pudding mix in another mason bowl, and slowly whisk it delicious. Can I just put this in this instead? Can I do opposite? We have another big bowl.
Or maybe you can pour this in
and
here.
And then do it, yeah.
Okay, let me put the whipped cream in the fridge so it doesn't just
whisk, 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 whisk.
And we still have our cupcakes.
Yeah, we do have cupcakes.
Why we buy them on the roof? This always happens.
We can eat tomorrow.
But we're eating so much tomorrow. I'm going to eat it in the middle of the night.
Eating cupcakes for breakfast.
Yeah! But
we have yogurt. Okay, we do have
yogurt. We bought way too much.
Yeah.
So at least too much.
We have chips and salsa. We have just four chips.
I mean, I'll have an appetite later, so.
Yeah.
When we do our little movie nights.
We only need half of this, so.
You can gauge half, I guess. Play it by ear. What's ladder golf?
I don't know.
It looks like a game. You can play.
shoot in a ladder.
Snacks. Yeah. Cupcakes, what flavor? What's up, strawberry?
We got one vegan strawberry and one regular strawberry because we strawberry gals.
Yeah, because my hair is strawberry.
Yeah, and I just, I'm like, love strawberry.
Can we cover and refrigerate?
Refrigitate?
No.
You said refrigitate.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Refrigerate.
Cover and regurgitate.
Regurgitate. That's what owls do.
Yeah, that's me. I'll regurgitate the banana pudding for everybody.
You guys said you wanted pudding.
Yeah. Too bad. Too bad. So sad.
I can't wait to put them in the little cups. And then tomorrow we can get more pudding and make the rest of them. If it's good.
Or we could, oh no. I was like, we could just eat bananas and cream and yogurt and cream and dairy.
And cream.
And cream. And butter.
And cream.
And more cream. All the cream.
This is the other half of this.
Oh, okay. So the cap is here.
Yep. I'll put this.
Ooh, oh! Oh, look. Is that... Is that actually half?
Looks like it when I put... I did half of this.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I put it in here, and then I saw half.
Okay. I trust.
We'll see.
We'll see. At least, if anything, it'll be less sugary.
Probably less puddingy, mm-hmm. too, if I...
It doesn't... Wait. I think this was, wait, this was the one that came in, so if you, oh, it's the same. Is it?
No, oh, then I don't know. Oh, then I really don't know.
It doesn't look like half, but it's not in here.
We got a little more. I don't think it's going to hurt.
I swear, I measured it out as much as it could. Thanks, Happy. Okay. Well, I should try this else.
I think
that's a little. Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Why are you tasting?
I'm just talking.
That was me earlier. I was doing it while you were talking. I felt kind of bad.
Oh, no. Now I'm sorry. That was so good. I could drink that all day. I need to go back to the grocery store and actually just buy that specific brand.
Yeah, it was so good.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even know they sold mango lassi in the grocery store.
Me either. But I'm glad to know now.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for joining me and Abby for a night of banana pudding. It's already thickening, it feels like.
Good.
You want it to be very thick.
So thick that you choke.
Like the lassie.
Yeah. Yeah, we should have put the lassie in.
a little bit of mango.
Can't tell what is hot and what's cold.
You guys, we don't even get pudding right now. You'll get pudding later. Don't make me turn this car around. Don't make me.
Salt and pepper. Good vanilla wafers. Banana. Why do we have so many bananas?
We bought a bunch.
We bought 8 bananas?
Yeah. That's what was in the bunch.
We could have had it. You know, we could have gone just 2 bananas.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, the price is per banana, but I guess we're gonna have so many bananas.
I'll eat them. You know, Babu likes bananas.
Yes, I love bananas too. I'll take one for the ride.
Babu will get a banana. Or
I just realized that we got too many bananas.
It's for the Babu tax. I have to.
Yeah. There's never too many bananas.
Banana eye mask. Make mushy banana face mask.
Is that a thing?
Probably. You can make anything into a face mask at this point.
That's true.
Ask them at Pablo.
Okay, but that's like. Trying to sell things.
Yeah.
This banana face mask is like full of cosmic energy. Yeah. It'll heal your eye bags.
Banana is 10 times better than what Goop has to offer anyway.
Yeah.
They put weird bodily fluids on your face. They have vagina scented candles.
No, I think we're gonna go get ready for stream. And
no. Don't buy from Goop. Buy from Appy's degenerate store. I sell VTuber scented candles. Thank you.
Banana. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll talk to you later. I'll see you in 45 minutes.
Yay!
For some karaoke. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear it.
Yes. I'm going to stuff.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye.